I'm now going to ask you to welcome Eva Yashevich. Okay, I nearly got tried, but Eva is an active campaigning journalist and an activist who's going to give a different addition to our session on Palestine. Please welcome Eva.
Thanks. I've been asked to talk about getting information and the problems that journalists, I guess, have getting information on what's going on in Palestine. And I think that extends to the wider general public as well, because it is incredibly difficult to get to the truth of things that are going on in Palestinian communities. Israel regularly denies access for journalists into what they call closed military zones, which is basically whenever they decide to shut down a town or a city or a village, which they do on a regular basis, on an almost daily basis. Something that can actually counteract the propaganda of Israel, the fact that Israel spends over $3 million every year employing a PR agency to whitewash its image as, you know, the only democracy in the Middle East, is grassroots activism and campaigning journalism within the occupied territories that comes and is motivated by not a story, not getting a story, not getting paid, not getting your name in a newspaper, but to give solidarity and walk and struggle in solidarity with the people that you're trying to support, because their struggle is your struggle and you can see that, and that's why you go out there. I personally spent 6 months in Palestine, mainly in Jenin camp and in Nablus as well, and did witness atrocities continuously. A friend of mine was shot dead in front of me. His name was Baha al-Bahesh, 14-year-old boy, and, you know, classic Israeli occupation forces bullshit. He was just standing with us in the street. It was a non-combative situation. He was basically just taken out. He was sniped out and shot dead in front of me and three other foreigners. And this made international news because foreigners witnessed it, white people witnessed it, and of course, you know, the spin from Israel is that they don't shoot children, they don't target civilians, and that when Palestinians talk about this, they're lying. So, and they said about Baha that he had a Molotov in his hand and he exploded. He killed himself with a Molotov in his hand. Utterly absurd. Then they actually said that he wasn't dead. 6 months later, some sort of general actually said that Baha was still alive because they hadn't seen a death certificate. So anyway, information-wise, the Israeli state will put out all kinds of ridiculous claims and spin its propaganda, and the way that can be counteracted is through activism, is through people writing reports like Rachel, like Tom, like many other activists that go out to Palestine, and the way that those reports can respond to reality and can represent a reality that is so hidden and criminalized is because this writing comes from the heart. It is motivated by the human relationships that people have when they live in the camps and they live amongst families and they love and they laugh and they dance and they talk and they eat with these families and then see members of those families killed or arrested. And it's that kind of, it's the information that activists like myself and others can provide, and that is transmitted through independent media channels like Indie Media, like ZNet, like other sort of independent channels that we control and that we represent our reality through, and which are uncensored and not motivated by profit or corporate interests, and that's really important, and that has to be supported. So, I mean, I've only got like 4 minutes, but I just really wanted to stress that when you're seeking information, not only do you come up against ridiculous propaganda and also limits to your mobility. I was banged up for 3 weeks in the Hotel Ben Gurion. Like many other activists, the only reason that my story kind of made the news was because I hold an NUJ card and I'm a journalist, and so that sort of legitimized my activism. There was another activist, an ISM activist, with me in Ben Gurion Detention Center, and he had to drop his case because he couldn't be supported by any kind of official apparatuses like trade unions, like the NUJ or anything like that. So his case had to actually be thrown out of court. So, I mean, I'm not going to sort of call for the sort of legitimization of activism, because I think, but there needs to be a lot more recognition and support of that kind of work and that kind of writing that is not motivated by profit, that is motivated by interests of solidarity and supporting Palestinian resistance and the struggle for justice. So when we talk about getting information and needing more information about what's going on in Palestine, people have to go and listen to not only Palestinian voices, look at Electronic Intifada, but also Indie Media Palestine, and these independent channels that do have an insight because it's coming from people out there down on the ground. So, shukran.
Well, that's the reality, and that's what we're here for today. We think that another world is possible, but there's an awful lot of activity has to be done to get it. So, thank you, Eva, for giving a campaigning journalist view. And thank you, Jocelyn, for your contribution. Thanks very much, and good luck with all your campaigning. Jocelyn Handel.